right, let's jump right in. Today, we're doing a deep dive into STEM Titans Senior and their stop-motion magic module.
Sounds fun.
It is. It's all about how grades 3 through 6 can become, well, inventing inventors.
Catchy.
Right. And they do it all through stop-motion animation.
I mean, who doesn't love a good stop-motion movie? I know I do.
For sure. So STEM Titans Senior, in case anyone's not familiar, it's an innovative STEM program for, like we said, grades 3 through 6.
Yeah, and this stop-motion magic module is a great example of what the program is all about, getting kids excited about STEM through hands-on learning.
Absolutely. Hands-on is key. So in this module, students get to explore the art and science behind stop-motion animation.
Right.
They use a stop-motion app. They get to shape characters out of non-drying clay.
I love that they use non-drying clay.
Yeah, it's perfect for this, right? And they use pipe cleaners, everyday objects too, all to create their own animated movies.
It's so cool.
It is. But it's not just about the fun of making movies.
Oh, definitely not.
As they're going through this process, they're also learning some important STEM concepts.
Yes, like persistence of vision.
Okay, persistence of vision.
Yeah.
So can you break that down for me a bit? What exactly is that and how does it relate to stop motion?
Sure. Well, think about those flip books you might have made as a kid, you know, where you draw a slightly different image on each page and then flip through them quickly.
Yeah.
And it creates the illusion of movement.
Right.
So persistence of vision is the scientific principle behind that illusion. Basically, our brains hold on to those images for a fraction of a second, just long enough to blend them together.
So it creates that appearance of smooth motion.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening in stop motion animation. You're taking a series of still images, and when you play them back quickly, it looks like smooth movement.
So each of those images they're capturing with the app is essentially like a page in a high-tech flipbook.
You got it. It's like a digital flipbook. And the frame rate, or how many images are taken per second, determines how smooth that animation looks. The higher the frame rate, the smoother the motion.
And it's so cool that the program doesn't just tell them about these concepts. They actually get to experience them firsthand.
Exactly. They're tinkering, experimenting, seeing how it all works.
Which is huge for making those concepts really stick.
So we've talked about the tech and some of the cool STEM concepts in stop motion magic.
Yeah. But let's get into the learning goals here. What are these students actually working towards?
Well, besides just the fun of making movies, they're really diving into the how-to of stop motion.
Okay.
Learning to use the app, how to capture the images, edit them, and even telling their stories through, like, storyboarding.
So it's like a mini film school. But with that STEM twist we've been talking about.
Exactly. And along the way, they're tackling those STEM ideas.
When they're actually building the sets and characters, there's got to be some serious problem solving going on there, too. Right?
Oh, big time. That's where it gets really hands-on. They're using everyday stuff. Non-drying clay, pipe cleaners, you name it.
Oh, I bet they love that.
Definitely. And get this. The guidelines even mention using trifold boards for the backdrops.
Trifold boards, like the ones?
Yeah, like you see in classrooms.
Huh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Any reason why those in particular, you think?
I think it's pretty clever, actually. They're lightweight, easy to store when they're done.
Right.
And those three panels, you can get really creative with how you stage the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Like each panel could be a different location or something.
Exactly. Gives it more depth. And plus, I'd imagine those boards are sturdy enough to hold all the little clay characters and stuff without wobbling.
Which is super important with stop motion.
Oh, totally. One little bump can mess up a whole shot.
It makes you think about the, like, material science, too, right? Clay acts so different from a pipe cleaner.
Totally. They're figuring out how to make things stand up, how to balance stuff, make it move the way they want. It's a whole hidden lesson in material science.
Sneaking in the learning.
Right. And the program even encourages them to look beyond just the basic instructions.
Yeah, I noticed that they mentioned some websites and stuff in the materials. What kind of resources are those?
They cover a bunch of things. Understanding onion skinning, which I guess helps make the animation smooth.
Uh-huh.
Adding sound effects. Even getting inspiration just from stuff they have lying around the classroom.
So cool. So they're not being told exactly what to do. It's more like, here's some tools. Go explore.
Exactly. It sparks their curiosity, gets them learning on their own. And that's a huge skill for any future inventor, right?
It really is. Give them the tools and the freedom, then let them go figure things out. Which brings us to the impact all this can have, and we'll dive into that. It's amazing to me how much they pack into this one activity.
Oh, absolutely.
I can totally see a kid who never thought about STEM before trying this out and then being like, wait, I could be an animator or a video game designer.
Totally. And even if they don't end up going into a specific STEM career, the skills they learn here are going to help them no matter what they do, like problem solving and thinking critically and creatively, working together, all that stuff is super valuable.
It's like planting seeds, you
Oh,
know.
I like that.
You might not see anything right away, but they can grow into something amazing.
Absolutely. Who knows? Maybe these kids will go on to create some incredible invention because of what they learned here.
Pretty cool to think about. Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into stop motion magic,
Yeah.
what would you say is the most important thing for our listeners to take away?
I think it's that learning can happen anywhere, even in places you might not expect. When you make STEM fun and let kids really experience it, who knows what they can achieve? I mean, who would have thought that making a little stop motion movie could lead to such a love of learning?
So well said.
Yeah.
It all comes back to hands-on learning, right? Letting kids explore and ask questions. On that note, here's something to think about. What if we could bring that same energy and creativity to everything we teach? The possibilities are endless. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.